Let me get your take first and foremost, Stephen, on Richard Hoagland's thought that there's this huge methane bubble in the Gulf that could explode with the force of an underwater Mount St. Helens type eruption. What's your take on that?
Well, number one, I agree with Richard Hoagland, and I want to draw everyone's attention to a Papua New Guinea tsunami that took place where the literal seas, George, were on fire. And the methane hydrate, which at pressure is obviously in a crystalline form, that once it warms up and goes to the surface, turns into a gas. I think we're looking at the most critically dangerous set of circumstances that could make the Dresden firestorm seem like Little League. And I actually have, I will have this posted on my website. It's on my website already, but Papua, the day the sea caught fire. And what happened with the tsunami is that it came in, generated friction. A lot of the methane hydrate that was obviously frozen at depth came to the surface, and they found charred bodies. I think there were over 3,000 people killed, and that was around 1998, I think in August, actually around my birthday in August, and what a thing to remember. But I think the thing that people don't understand is that whether you're dealing with volatile organic compounds, what they call VOCs, I think what Richard's take is very, very real. And again, what's I think people need to understand this. There is a gag order on the scientists from telling really what they know. And my number one concern is the fracturing of the seabed in multiple places. Being on talk radio, especially when I go on with you, George, I'll get literally, literally inundated with hundreds of phone calls and thousands of emails. My typical emails will go 300 to 400 a day. After being on coast, it'll go to 1,000 a day for about a week. And there are so many people out there with information that they want to share. No one will listen to them. And because they love their fellow Americans, they want the information out there. For instance, the idea to evacuate the Gulf Coast is very real. The operation name was Swift Fox. That was given to me by someone in government. It was known to the law enforcement community. And the whole idea is that once this event takes place, and we're talking about an explosive event, we're talking about the potential of magma chambers rupturing, but even beyond that, the compound of benzene and some of the different solvents, the organic solvents that are being used, one thing that no one's talked about are the chemtrail chemicals that are going to be mixing with those. We've got ethylene dibromide, and I'm not an organic chemist, and I'm sure there's some listening tonight, but we've got a soup, a mixture of absolute biblical proportions of death literally raining from above. And as we go into the hurricane season, and where I'm really gearing in on is the weather modification and weather wars that are taking place. Obviously, if someone wants to take advantage of the situation beyond what I believe is already a situation that will serve the Illuminati well to basically begin the depopulation of the planet, you know, it's nice people cannot imagine or fathom the evil that is out there. When you're dealing with the potential, and I'm saying potential at this point, implementation of the moving of 40 million people due to basically the air being unbreathable, the water being undrinkable. I mean, Tampa's got a desalination plant that they're worried about the oil fouling, the intakes of that. The volatile organic compounds, benzene is known to be able to dissolve, for instance, rubber. It can interfere with the fuel, gasoline, all of the different things that are out there. The think tanks are already worried about this. How do you move that many people if the organic compounds in the air become so volatile that it literally eats the tires, eats the seals, and all these different things? So, well, we're being told, you know, basically take a golf game. And again, if I were the president of the United States, I want to go on record saying this, I'd have my golf bag put up and I'd have my best men down on the coast trying to figure out how we're going to deal with this. And I'm not talking just about the oil that's pouring out. I'm talking about people's lives, people's livelihoods. So my concern is like Richard's, and quite candidly, it's a real concern. The science is behind it, and the gag order is phenomenal. The reason the person gave me the name of the operational name for the evacuation when it takes place of the Gulf Coast, Swift Fox, is because he was very, very concerned at all of the ancillary issues. He told me that different groups groups of government credit card holders using different society names are renting hotels up and down the Gulf, when I say up and down the Gulf Coast, 100, 200 miles inland in the different states that are being prepared and readied to take all the evacuees. And it was pretty, he was so disturbed.
But you can't move that amount
exactly.
of people.
Exactly, and that's the key, okay? So what do you do in that? Now, put that into the equation with what Richard Hoagland is worried about. Stan Dale and I did a show. He was on with you, but together we were both on within, I think, a month of each other on Coast with you, and we were talking about the whole issue of methane hydrate because, again, it's one of those things that when you hear of the great ships sinking so many times, it's been attributed, and I think there's a science special on the History Channel showing that basically the methane changes the specific gravity of water, and a ship that would normally float with buoyancy when it gets into
they go right down.
They go right down, and you're an old Navy guy, so you know you're aware of that. So the thing
I think that's part of the problem in the Bermuda Triangle. Honestly, I think ships that have disappeared there in that triangle have hit these pockets, and they just sink.
Absolutely, and which brings us into the deep ocean trenches that I'm really concerned with, and you know we'll get to that too when we talk about the giants, because a lot of what's going on in the Caribbean, especially with the Cayman Trench, which is one of the deepest in the world, and the Puerto Rican Trench, and a lot of the things that would influence the Bermuda Triangle seem to be becoming more active. In other words, there's more events taking place in the abyss. And I tell people, and I quote a guy by the name of Russ Dizdar on this, it's not the abyss, meaning the deep water, the deep expanse of the oceans. It's what's coming out of the water, and I mean that both in a natural sense and in a supernatural sense. Because, again, the Bermuda Triangle, as well as other areas around the globe, have always been associated with anomalous lights, UFOs, all of the different things that we read about, but we never, pun intended, go deep enough.
No, that's true. Are you concerned about the oil getting picked up into the atmosphere, dropped down as rain?
Absolutely. It's not even so much as the oil, but all of the chemical dispersants
that are included in there.
Whether it's methyl chlorate, the benzene, and again, I want to make this clear. For so many years, people have just blown off the chemtrail issue, and the chemtrail's real. You can go and find all of the different patents. I have them in my book on weather wars and unnatural disasters, and that book is so timely. You know, it's funny because it seems like when you and I go on a show, and we'll talk about stuff. I wrote Weather Wars almost 4 or 5 years ago, and now the weather wars are underway. I mean, you see China's flooding. You see the information about the Three River Gorges Dam ready to break because it's got cracks in it. And see, this is what people don't understand. When you're dealing with the area of technological warfare that's beyond the realm of the average person, it's almost like always blamed on nature or an act of God, and telling people it's not an act of God, it's the people that are making war against God. And the thing that's interesting in this whole realm is that the technology is there, the statements from former secretaries of defense is there, Brzezinski, National Security Advisor, and Tom Bearden has done an exemplary job of defining scalar weapons and scalar potential. And now we're seeing the whole thing playing out. Weird weather all over the planet.
All over the place.
All over the Billings, Montana, George. I mean, we never have, I won't say never, but the last tornado there was in 1954. And now we're seeing hailstorms, even in Bozeman, where I live, that just come up seemingly out of nowhere. And I'm talking clouds with hail at 500 feet above the ground. Now, that's really unusual. And multiple fronts, almost a vortex being created. So what we're experiencing in the Gulf Coast is a potential for the worst-case scenario. And as one of the current administration's chief of staff said, he said, never let a good crisis go to waste.